Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. We got them screaming, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? One more vibe for the vibe check. Vibe check. Draft day, baby. Draft day. One more time. Welcome in here to the Thursday, April 25th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Man. We happy you're here with us.
Absolutely, man.
Taking you into the NFL draft beginning at 4 o'clock here on ESPN 1320. We've got all 3 days of the NFL draft here for you, leading all the way up to Mr. Irrelevant on Saturday. Well, the Brock Purdy Award.
I'm about to say Mr. Irrelevant might be a Super Bowl quarterback.
He very well might be.
Who's an MVP going, candidate, who, regardless of what people said. Yes, Brock Purdy was top five. Should have been top. Did he finish top five in MVP voting? I think it was him and Christian,
top three,
right?
What? In the top three?
Maybe, because I remember him and Christian McCaffrey, I think they both finished top five. And I was like, oh, they split votes and stuff.
Let's see. MVP, Lamar Jackson received 59 of the first 49 of the 50 first place votes. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't prepared to Google this early in the show. Oh, my.
Well look.
No, it was... It was Lamar, then Dakota.
Come on, man.
Come on. Then guy. Christian McCaffrey, then Brock Purdy. Lamar finished with 493 points in the voting. Dak Prescott, 152. Christian McCaffrey, 147. Brock Purdy, 97. Not to use a played-out term, but there was probably some split vote there. Those who thought a 49er deserved it.
Let me reiterate this again. This was a big discussion during the time. Dak Prescott had no business in the top five. None whatsoever. No business. Okay. And he was doing a lot of stat padding, too. The more I would watch their games, they'd have first and goal at the one. They pass it. What? All right.
Okay. We don't have to trash Dak Prescott today.
I'm not trashing. I'm just, he had no business up there.
It's fine. That's fine.
The winner was clear, though. The winner was clear.
The Atlanta Falcons, and no one else wanted when he was available for trade. But my man got his money. That's all that matters. So the NFL draft is today. After licking my wounds from the playing loss, I've tried to tap in a little bit more to the draft and get excited for it. I'm sure I'll be excited. When NFL Live starts, we'll just talk about the outfits and the shoes and the suits and all that good stuff. That's what we do. But I'm not there. And, part of it feels like I wonder, man, there's these, and it's so sketchy when you have this many quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and it's hard not to draw back to the was it Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance? Was he the first pick in that draft?
Trevor Lawrence,
Justin Fields.
Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields. And
Mac Jones. Yeah, that did not go well.
No.
I mean, Jaguars are fine.
I thought,
but
yeah.
Nothing else went well.
The Niners are fine, but indirectly.
Very indirectly.
And I thought those guys were, I don't want to say can't miss, but they were close to it. Like, I thought Trevor was can't miss. Zach Wilson, I wasn't always crazy about. But I thought Trey was really good. I thought Justin was really good. Mac Jones, he didn't need to be up there, but I thought he was a solid backup type quarterback.
I thought it was a safe pick. I didn't think he was a backup. I thought he was a perfectly safe Ryan Tannehill-esque starting quarterback.
As you remember back to that time, I didn't.
You were very excited at the thought of Mac Jones being a San Francisco 49er.
I did not think that.
That was the famous Aaron Rodgers draft.
That was the Aaron Rodgers draft. What a crazy draft. That was an eight-hour show, too.
Who knew we'd sign up to do eight-hour shows every day? Not quite the same as what we used to. It's funny. Charlie brought up, and I didn't even think about this when Charlie said it. Charlie brought up, the Kings having a first-round draft pick, and he goes, "You're not interested in doing like a long show that day, are you?" I was like, "No, those days are over."
Yeah.
And then I walked away going, "Charlie, we do a long show every day. We're on the air till 7 o'clock."
Yeah.
But I think people forget that.
Yeah. You know, we're here.
As evidenced by the meeting we just left.
Well,
people forget that.
Always love those meetings.
But so, yeah, it's always good to tout all of these numbers and ignore ignore what the chatty house is built.
As D-Lo would say, no, this is great. This is great. It's great.
I think the other thing about tonight's draft that I'm trying not to like get too. You know, everything is just such smoke and mirrors, is that five pick. It feels like there is the whole universe right now is centering around that five pick.
Yeah.
And I keep looking at it like they're going to draft a solid offensive tackle or something, right? Like, or a defense. They're going to do something. Like, all of this talk about so-and-so moving up and then the great piece that dropped 2 days ago about Harbaugh and the plan to get his quarterback. It's like, okay, hang on a minute.
That's doing a lot, especially when you have Justin Herbert, who's a good quarterback.
It worked. I read it. Who did it?
Florio?
No. I think this was an ESPN article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was not Jim Harbaugh's doing this. It was, hey, you know, he's a quirky guy. It wouldn't be crazy if, and it was like, okay. All right, man. Maybe. Draft an offensive tackle or something and keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it moving. I'm trying not to buy into other, you know, the Vikings are going to move up. The Falcons, all of these
the
teams moving up. And it's like, all right, if it happens, great. I'll be excited to watch. But I'm not going to get myself caught up in all of this stuff that almost never ever happens.
The boy asked if it was Florio
I know why you asked.
he was up there this morning on the morning roast. I was listening to him, and this actually isn't crazy. Mm-hmm. It's not crazy, but he talked about the possibility and almost the necessity at this point of the Vikings trading Justin Jefferson. And his thought was, he said, I said a year ago, you see the production he's had.
Mm-hmm.
Sign him to an extension. If you weren't willing to sign him to an extension then, you might as well just go on and move on from him. And he said it's kind of like even heightened right now. Like, he's in the same situation kind of Brandon Ayuk. And it's like, all right, you think you're rebuilding. You might want to use your money elsewhere. That's cool. Go trade him now and get what you can for him. And he said that's something – I can't remember if he said that's something to look out for today or if it's something that he has just been saying for a while, but it made sense. Like, what are you – like, if you're the Vikings and you want him around, like, what are you waiting for? This guy's maybe the best receiver in the league. This is – with all due respect, this isn't a Brandon Ayuk situation where, you know, you're trying to figure out, hey, do we have the money? All this other stuff. Like, Justin Jefferson, like, sign him if that's what you're doing.
But does it boil down with him to what they're able to do tonight in terms of the quarterback position?
Like, if he would he accept a deal?
No. If you can't move, maybe they don't have to move up. I feel like they do. They're at like 11. Mm. But if you can't move up or don't move up, one or the other, if the cost is too expensive to get a quarterback you want, do you then explore the Justin Jefferson trade market? Whereas if you're able to move up and get a quarterback where you feel like, okay, we've got JJ and JJ here, or we got, you know, whatever. We've got a combo here that we can build off for the foreseeable future. Justin Jefferson, here's the deal. We got your quarterback. We want you here long term. Versus, are we really going to sign Justin Jefferson when we don't have a quarterback to build around? I don't know.
He's that good. He's that good. All right, just sign him if I was the quarterback.
Well, the flip side.
Sign him.
The flip side is what you could get back for him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, we have to take a different approach here. Mm. We weren't able to get our quarterback. We don't feel like we can maximize what Justin Jefferson is worth. Mm. So we have to maximize him in a different capacity.
That's
through the trade market.
That's a thought, too.
Tonight could tell a story as to Justin Jefferson's future. I have no idea.
Well, I'm one of those, and not saying you're not, but I'm just like in the line of thinking, if somebody that good, I'll keep him and then figure out things around him.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the best receiver in the game.
Like, here's a...
Or top three. Or
so here, I pulled up an ESPN draft. They have a mock trade with Minnesota moving up to 8
to get Penix?
To get your boy.
Who?
JJ McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
So
now that's another, that is kind of a wild card. I don't understand. Now go blue, but I don't get that. I don't get why people have been talking about move up.
Are we going heel? Are we going heel on the Wolverines? I like
not
it.
Not at all.
I like
not
it.
Not at all. I just.
You want some scarlet and gray to go with that?
Absolutely.
Is that
not
scarlet or red that you're wearing?
It's red. It's
looks
definitely
like,
red.
It looks scarletish.
It's definitely red.
Mm.
Don't do that.
Mm. That A on your hat stand for A Buckeye?
What the hell's A Buckeye?
I don't know. A Buckeye. A Buckeye.
It's Ann Arbor.
Oh, well. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But that's just one quick mock draft that I pulled up. I don't know where I don't know.
No, but I have heard that.
Your boy Penix.
Penix, they talk about the Raiders might try and move up to get Penix. That's what Raider fans say. I don't know how realistic that is, but yeah.
Man, he's not above they don't have him above McCarthy in this
That's kind of crazy.
In this Penix, draft.
I'd have Penix ahead of McCarthy.
Oh, there he is. Oh, they have him at 13. Where the Raiders are, just right there, kicking
just there.
It.
They ain't got to make
kicking
a move.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
Salute.
That'd be a good look for the Raiders if they were able to get Penix. Raider fans out there, is there a draft party out here for you guys somewhere? Where we're, you know, I think they need to bring back the draft.
Should we have
party.
Thrown one?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Well, first of all, it would have been short.
When?
it was short notice because we were anticipating being in the playoffs.
That's facts. So. Yeah, well, that's our fault.
That game last night was tough to watch.
Bruh, I'm glad you said that. I just mentioned that to the insiders. We'll talk about it. And it really pisses me off when New Orleans gets blown out. It's like, oh, word? So it really is just us.
Yeah,
because y'all look like mortal little goofballs against every team in the league. Except for Sacramento. Y'all look like...
It's crazy.
The Lakers then, that won 36 games in a row or whatever
it was. The OKC crowd just kind of pissed me off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It just because, oh, they're so loud. And they got the little shirts okay. on. Bro, we've been doing this. Okay. Stop
All
playing
right.
with
we'll,
us.
We'll come back. Yeah, we're a little fired up over what happened yesterday. And shout out to Brody. I don't know who he is. That tweet was stupid. The tweet from game one about name a louder pop.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
bro.
Stop.
Will you?
Stop, bro. See, that's why I'd be pissing me off.
I got you. All right. Take a breather.
And there's one thing you don't want to do,
well,
and that's piss me off.
That's KENNEYCAWR. We'll come back. Steelo and Casey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get in the conversation. 916-909-1320. Now, back to D'Lo and KC. Presented by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320.
You heard the man. He said, get in on the conversation. Phone lines are open for you. What happened? What'd I do? What did I do wrong? Your mic is
what
off.
What did I see wrong?
No, you didn't do anything. I just remembered I listened to Button and I got Tyrese's name.
Oh, you got that. So what did he say? It wasn't
called him Tyler Halliburton.
Tyler, that's what it was. When I said Tyrone, I was like, I don't think he said Tyrone, but he didn't say Tyrese.
He said, no, you got Tyler Halliburton.
And he said it like Tyler. 6'8", Tyler Halliburton. Like it's funny, man. I like every time them dudes talk sports, I like kind of laugh. And I think, man, I hope they wouldn't laugh at us when they hear us talk hip hop.
They might. Because when I start out, maybe they do. I don't know.
When I hear them dudes talk sports, I just kind of like chuckle. It's like, oh, you're right there. You almost got it. These dudes be love talking about the Knicks and the 76ers. And it's like, oh, man.
They say, no, but that's a point guard. That's a point guard. You got to know. That's a point guard. He set the table. Tyler, that's what you need out there.
Tyler Halliburton.
Tyler Halliburton. Yeah, I was good.
Tyler Halliburton is when his voice goes up.
Right.
He's Tyrese when he's dope. Yeah, with his low, deep voice. And then when his voice gets high pitched, that's when he turns into Tyler.
That cracked me up when I heard that. Tyler Halliburton. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like an hour and a half through that episode. They broke down the Drake disc. And I don't know if I'm prisoner to listening to them, but when they played it and it, I hadn't really listened to it more than like once or twice.
The AI verse or the AI?
He was kind of doing his thing.
No, he was.
He was kind of doing his thing. Them bars was kind of sick. I like the part too. They like it too when he goes, nah, we ain't doing that.
Here's the thing. Ooh. If it was Drake's voice delivering those bars instead of Snoop and Pac, I don't think you feel the same way. I think bars are bars. Like I get it. What catches you about the record is like the Pac.
I mean,
and the Snoop.
Yes and no. I thought his verse was dope.
No, I thought his verse was fine.
I just thought you lost me
right out the gate, because as soon as I heard it, I was like, this is corny.
You're not alone.
This
a lot of people felt the same way about it. But
Kamara had a 47 paragraph.
Oh, man, I couldn't keep up.
He had a 47, because you know this is his bag.
Yeah, it was like four paragraphs per point.
He's an estate attorney, so he had like a 45 paragraph write-up on Instagram of all things to cover the threats from Pac's estate regarding Drake using Tupac and AI.
I mean, he educated me. I learned some things about it, but I couldn't keep up.
He be doing that on his stories, and I'll ask him, like, who's reading this? Like, who is holding their thumb on the phone for this long to read everything you just wrote? He gets mad at me when I say that.
But yeah, he broke it down. But no, I was just listening to the bars and the concept of what he's doing, and I thought it's better than I originally thought. Before I just was like, it's whatever.
I did like the beat. Whatever.
Yeah, the beat was
I did
hard.
Like the beat.
I thought he did a good job. I think people were just turned off because of the AI, which
100%.
Which is understandable.
If he had if he had rapped three lines as Drake,
I heard that version, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. It's not like a secret. I think Ack posted it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't follow.
But just
that,
all Drake on that song. I just like the bar.
It wouldn't
like
make as much
saying.
Sense because he's rapping from the perspective of Pac and rapping from the perspective of Snoop. So overall, like, it doesn't work because it doesn't make sense. But, yeah, I rolled my eyes at most of it. But I thought Drake spit at the end when it was Drake.
Yeah.
I just kind of rolled my eyes at this is corny. This is stupid. And I was mad that I liked the beat. Just like I was mad. We were talking about this on KSFM. I was mad that I liked the Kanye beat.
The Kanye beat
was fire. He just added, added a little seasoning to what Metro Boomin already did.
And it was
with Rodney
Owen
Joe Cooley, and it was like,
it was the perfect touch.
That's hot.
He killed that.
He has.
And then he started rapping.
Yeah, well,
I didn't think the rap was like awful, but they killed it.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Even the whole line about Drake. Even the whole line about Drake and J. Cole was dumb. Like, all right, bro. There's a lot of things at play here. And the first thing I thought of is, who's playing J. Cole when you were a woman?
Well, there's that too. That,
at no point have I ever, hey, baby, let's
between the sheets, put on that J.
Mic,
Cole.
Let's put on that mic delete later. Oh, bro, you're taking an L if you're doing that.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Your fault.
Like I said, I didn't think it was as bad as you and the panel thought it was, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't know what I didn't think it was good.
They thought it was. They said this. Was
you know
garbage.
What? You know what made it worse? I'll tell you what made it worse for me.
They said it was garbage.
What made it worse for me was watching Drake or watching Kanye listen to it, because that's where I first heard it, and so Kanye's playing it and he's like, with his stupid metal mat.
Joe said
he thought he did something. And
Joe
it was
said
like,
he's up there listening, smiling with his lunch pail mouth.
Yeah.
Oh no, man. No. Just stick to the beats on that one. Stick to the beats on that one.
You got the beats down, boy. Yeah. You got the beats down. Like Carnival's a dope beat.
Carnival is dope.
Carnival
is dope. I tell you, I almost got jumped because I said. My family thought I said.
Yeah, you almost got jumped at home.
Yeah, because they thought I said I didn't like Carnival.
Kenny comes
soon
in.
Soon as I got home.
Kenny comes
in. Oh, we heard you today. You don't like Carnival? Whoa, I didn't say that.
Kenny comes in looking like DeMontis Sabonis after a regular game. Hey, what happened? They heard that break about Kanye. Didn't go well.
Yeah, man, they got on me, man. They got on me. But, yeah, no, basketball-wise, though, last night I was pissed off watching that game. And I sat there and I watched
New Orleans game.
Mm-hmm. I sat there and I watched it till about like 4 minutes to go in the fourth when it was like a 30-point game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just stewing. I really was stewing. I didn't think I would feel this way. I think I would have been over it by now. You know, maybe game one I felt that way. I didn't think game two I'd be like as frustrated as I was watching that game. But I was, everything about that game bothered me. Everything.
I found
SGA
myself.
SGA going off, that should be Fox. You know, the stupid OKC crowd, that should be us.
Well, no, it would still be Oklahoma City, and it would still be SGA. It just should be against Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Like, Oklahoma City was going to be there no matter what. The killer, it just kills me that the Pelicans got their ass whooped like that. Jeez. Like, it legit, I was so frustrated last night. It just made me wonder, do teams watch Kings film? And just go, okay, guys, don't do that. Let's go get them.
Well, look.
And then they go, okay, let's just not do what the Kings did and we'll beat them.
Well, look, I think it's even crazier than that because it's just like, hey, we're just going to make shots now. You get the same damn looks against OKC. Can't hit the broad side of the barn.
Yep.
You go against the Kings, oh, they just splash. And CJ's shooting and turning away, before doing a Steph. All this, I'm like, what? They get the same looks. And they just be bricking them. Bricklayers. It's on fire. It's on fire.
Thank you, T.O. How many CJ have last night?
7.
15. Brody was 1 of 5.
From beyond the arc?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
These hoes shot 7 of 26.
Come on, man.
This sucks so bad, dude. This sucks so bad. Oh my God. This sucks so bad.
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Like, I'm watching because I love basketball, and there's times when I can just lock into
basketball.
I want
this series to be
over. The playoffs are tough for me right now. I'm not over this. I'm not over.
I got you. I felt that way over the weekend. Like now, like I'm good. Like I could watch the playoffs. I can't watch this series. This series just agitates the hell out of me. It's not fun. Like there's nothing exciting. Zion's not there. Like you're missing a star.
Right.
And it's just ass. And New Orleans is going to be a library tomorrow. Or
they gonna turn up? I've been a big proponent of that. I think the New Orleans crowd does turn up.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
It was turned up against the Kings.
Yeah.
It was turned up against the Lakers.
They knew they were
going
to win. I don't remember the Lakers. Oh, yeah, I do.
It was turned up. They, the people who are there turn up. They just don't always sell it out. So, but they might, look, they might be quiet because they'll be getting their ass beat. Like, I haven't seen anything. I know the first game was a 2-point game or whatever, but that was their chance to win a game in this series. I get swept.
I was even in it. Yeah, as good as that game was, I was in and out of it.
No, I wasn't. I was out. I went back and watched the condensed game.
I think I saw the like final 4 minutes. Other than that, it was just kind of like, oh. Right.
I wasn't even going. I shouldn't feel this way. I'm a 40-something-year-old man. I've got. I didn't play the games. Nothing like that. But I already knew I wasn't going to be able to watch that game.
Yeah.
I said, I'll watch the all possessions condensed version, later in the night. And that's what I did.
26 for Chet Holmgren yesterday.
He was hooping.
Yeah.
He knocked poor little
Jay.
Brandon Ingram down. And
poor little Brandon Ingram.
That's what he made him look like, man. He poor Brandon. There, get up. You're so weak in the knees.
SGA was 13 of 19 yesterday.
Jalen Williams
points.
Was hooping.
Yeah, he was good.
OKC a good team, man.
Yeah, they got their guys working.
A really good team. You think it's going to be a sweep?
Nah.
They think New Orleans gets at least one.
Yeah, I think they'll get at least one. It might be game 4 and not game 3. But, yeah, I don't think it's a sweep. I also think it's different. We talked about this with the Kings, when it came to winning a game versus winning a series. Kings' ability to win a game, yep. I put it up there. Even against New Orleans, I put it up there. If you're the Pelicans and you're having, like, they probably felt the same way. We've got to beat Sacramento. So they probably thought same thing against, like, we have to win one game. We don't have to beat the Lakers in a series. We have to win one game. Now, if you're not having these conversations, but B-Lo and JC in New Orleans,
uptown,
in the 5 minutes that they devote to the New Orleans Pelicans, they got to have a conversation with, we're asking him to beat the number one seed without Zion Williams. That's not realistic.
Right.
I mean, it's probably not realistic. And I think 2 games in now, it's very much not realistic. So they are missing someone.
Yeah.
That's tough.
No, I get you. I get you.
Oh, Kamara heard the bat signal.
I read Kamara's Instagram post, though. But by the 6th point, I was like, well, I just skipped down to the 8th where he let his true feelings out and was like, I hate Drake.
That is what he said. He said that's not legal advice. That's just his opinion. The Black Aristocrat. What's up, man?
First of all, I didn't say I hate Drake. I said Drake the Clown.
That's not much better.
And I said, well, he's a clown for what he did. All right. And I also said that Kendrick's a goat, which is actual fact.
That
so,
is not
I mean,
facts.
You know.
That's not facts. Let's not be prisoner of the moment. Man. He's not the greatest of all time.
Man, speaking facts.
You think Kendrick Lamar is the greatest of all time?
Well, he's not the greatest of all time.
Well, you said he's the GOAT, not a GOAT. You said he's the GOAT.
He's a GOAT of this generation, yes.
Okay. You got to clarify these things. Because here's my thing with Kendrick. And Kamara does it too. You do it too a little bit too, D-Lo. Y'all be kind of jumping out the window with Kendrick. Kendrick, like saying he's the GOAT.
What have I ever said about
Kendrick
Lamar?
You didn't say that. You didn't say that. But like Kamara said, I had to question him about it. He's the GOAT. He ain't the GOAT.
All right, man, relax. All right, relax, Drake Mars. Okay? All right. I was actually calling to be in agreement with you, Kenny, that these playoffs are hard to watch. I'm not over it. And especially in light of the way, you know, the Pelicans just haven't showed up, really. Didn't show up the other day. And then, I don't know, listening to the press conference from Mike and Monty, and even the players from last week or this week, I don't know. It's all running together now at this point. It's just, it's a lot of what if, you know? And it was punctuated by Malik not winning the sixth man of the year. And it's just like this season, everything broke the right way last year. And it's just like this year, shots that were supposed to go in didn't go in. Free throws that were supposed to be made in Milwaukee didn't sink, you know? Turnovers at the end of when we're up by a minute left, you know, get thrown by DeMontis Sabonis. Like uncorrect characteristic things. Injuries within the last 2 weeks of the season. It was just like, yeah, everything just broke the wrong way this year. This is like, I really think hopefully next year is like we've got the bad mojo off, and the players come in and they recognize too that, you know, they can't let go of moments, because these moments end up catching up with us, you know.
Appreciate you, Kumar. I had to scroll. I was trying to pull up the post, the 45 paragraph post. I had to scroll through all of the pictures of President Obama and his kids to find it.
Well, I mean, that's not.
I found it, and he was right. He didn't say I hate Drake. He said Drake is a clown. He also requested a pocket watching segment on Kenny.
I don't know why.
After your Southern California estate.
That is not my estate. It's not even close to anything that I don't even have an estate. Got a regular house.
The one in Southern California that the Rams are using.
I don't have.
I thought that was nice of you. It was very nice of you. Arch nemesis.
People like really jump on there and be like, "Yo, Kenny's got money like that." No, I don't.
You let your arch nemesis, Los Angeles Rams, use your Southern California estate. It's very nice. I was trying to pay you a compliment.
Well, if I had that, it would be nice since we already took their house.
Well, that's true. You've done that. You can up your net worth, too, by sticking around. 3 o'clock hour, we'll have a keyword for you to enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 gift card. Congratulations to our man, Gerald. He was a recent winner of that $500.
Shout out, Gerald.
I know Gerald rocks with us, man. We greatly appreciate you, my friend.
I think I've heard Gerald call in a couple times before. I think.
Yeah, Gerald's with us every day, man. Yeah. So, G, we appreciate you. Thank you for rocking with us. Congrats on the money. And another opportunity for you to win coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. Top of the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have that keyword.
Yes, indeed. Kamara, he had a lot of good points there, man. Things just didn't go the Kings' way this year, the way they did last year. I mean, last year was a fairy tale and got all the breaks, it seemed like. And this year, you just never could get the timely break that you needed. You know what I mean? And it was just frustrating. And yesterday, as we were in the final segment of the show, it just seemed like another gut punch and a long list of gut punches. That Malik Monk situation, that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they're just letting it happen. The writer is not explaining themselves, nothing like that. And poor Naz Reid, because I like Naz Reid, and I hate that he has to be caught in all this or whatever the case may be. But like I tweeted out yesterday, he didn't have a better season than Bobby Portis, let alone Malik Monk.
Well, unfortunately, it's not about what Naz Reid did or didn't do. It's about what Malik Monk did.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he deserves the award. Naz Reid had a phenomenal year.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't better than Malik Monk. Like, that's the end of it. Doesn't mean he was bad. Doesn't mean he was terrible. It means as it pertains to this award, he's not the one who should have won.
I agree. And then it just, even if you want to pick somebody else, like, I disagree, but fine. You think Naz Reid, you think Bobby Portis, it's all subjective. You got your reasons for thinking. That's perfectly fine. I can understand. I can wrap my head around that. What I can't wrap my head around is him not getting two people not voting for him at all.
Yeah, there was some.
That is inexcusable.
So there are other people better at this. Jill alerted me to it. They were doing some math. I think it's more than two.
Yeah, Jill said seven.
Jill
right?
said seven, but what I wonder is, and again, those guys are way better at this than me. I was just looking at the fact that second place was tied, third place was tied, mm-hmm. and the first was off by two. So did someone, if seven left Malik out, that means five didn't vote Naz Reid one, two, or three either. So I'm wondering how many people didn't vote in the category, didn't vote period, didn't get their votes in time, or whatever. Regardless, whether it's two, five, or seven, it's egregious. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely egregious.
Yeah, to not even...
The Bojan Bogdanovic selections as the winner, the number one, are absurd.
Come on, man. Nah, man, that's why I said they got to make themselves known, man. These things have to be public. Because, look, what like you just mentioned.
So can we confirm this? John Hollinger does, in fact, have a vote?
I don't think he has a vote.
I don't think he does either. But
a lot of people are saying that because we know
the column he wrote. Let me find the column that he wrote.
But like you talked about, and I'll reiterate it as well. You think Naz Reid should win? You think Bobby Portis should win? Fine, you know that's fine. Everybody is looking at the game how they're looking at it. I can wrap my head around that. Somebody out here saying Bojan Bogdanovic should be the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you? This is a joke at this point. You joking.
And I think a lot of people, I think particularly writers, use these moments as content creation. Hmm. I'm going to vote for Bojan Bogdanovic. And then when he doesn't win, I can write a column that the fan base who supports me will read. Mm. And I can hype up my man deserving this award. He's basically traded his vote for content, and that's my issue. And that's where the league, in my opinion, has to get some of this stuff under control.
Yeah, they got to figure something out there.
916-909-1320. Let's get our man Ross in here. Ross, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Tough end of the season. But you know what? I'm kind of looking at this roster, and I'm looking around at the playoffs. And, you know, pretty much every team in the playoffs has a better roster than us. So it's not a huge surprise that we got slotted where we were. And I think Monty knows that. He knows what this team's missing. I don't think we're as far away as everybody thinks. I think we need to upgrade one starter position. You could feel it in these games. We were just one person away from being able to get his own bucket or get a stop on the defensive end. I look at Jeremiah Grant because Portland's over the taxes, and he's just a guy on both ways, probably wouldn't cost you a bunch with his bad contract. So I really think with finding Keon, you know, we just had a tough luck down the stretch, but I think we stick with it, get one more piece, and we're right there.
Well, if anyone would know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Coach.
Yeah, Coach. Coach, no, he locked in. Hey, good luck tonight.
Ooh, good question.
I think they play tonight.
I think there's three games tonight, right? It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went 1-1 yesterday. Damn.
Cleveland at Orlando. Boston. New York. We'll talk about that.
Jackasses.
That's a little excessive.
I should have been 2-0.
Well, I think it's a bit much to call them jackasses.
That's the nicest thing they're calling them in Boston right now.
Well, that's a shoot. That it's not, especially against the Heat.
Oh, man. That's crazy. That's
tough. You know, we'll step out. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the NBA. I want to talk some more things about
the
Malik
suits
Monk.
Are out.
There was a lot.
People getting dressed.
Who's this here?
I don't know.
It's a floral. It's a floral pink.
I like that.
Little silver.
Yeah, I like them cooking. I want to see the shoes.
I like it. I like it. It was like a peach.
Yeah, I like the
more
jacket.
Like a peach.
I like the cut of the jacket. Yeah.
Is that that's Laura, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that jacket. That jacket she got on looks good. She looks good tonight. That's a good look. Her and Ryan look great.
That's what we do here on Dilo and KC on draft days.
Yeah,
we're
doing
we do,
this
baby.
All day.
Yeah, man.
We're doing this all day, baby. It's Dilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
We talking hoops and fashion here. It's D'Lo and KC. Want to get in on these phone lines? We would love to hear from you. 916-909-1320. Remember, we got that keyword coming your way at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. When you hear that keyword, you want to enter it over at ESPN1320.com. The Nothing But Net giveaway. Enter that keyword, and that'll be your chance to win a $500 gift card. Skitter Man Leezy in here. Leezus. What's happening, baby?
Yo, D-Lo and KC, what's popping, guys?
Oh, yeah, Leezy feeling good today.
Feeling good. I mean,
Leezy feeling good today.
It's always coincidental when Leezy be calling
us,
man.
It's not by
accident. It's because of the work, but, man, every time the Heat win, he find a phone. He find a way. It's interesting.
Hey, D-Lo and KC, my keyword for the day is happiness. I'm feeling happiness.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir. But, hey, I just wanted to ask you guys a question. I think, like, we all agree, everyone that watched basketball agrees that, you know, Jason Tatum, he's a great player. But do you guys ever feel like in the playoffs sometimes he shrinks, whether it be these Heat series or even the Warriors series? Like, obviously he's great, but it seems like sometimes in big moments he doesn't really show up.
Yeah, it's the number one. And Leezy, I think I saw you mention it earlier. I saw it somewhere. Tatum, like yesterday wasn't a like critical playoff game. Mm-hmm. All playoff games, like in the realm of things, that was game two of the first round. Mm-hmm. He scored 28 points in that game. I don't know what you're looking for Jason Tatum to do. The tough, he's wearing the Warriors series. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason he's wearing the Warriors series the way that he is because in everyone's true moment of honesty, even Warrior fans, they know they weren't better. And so he holds that. And we talked about this. We were going to talk about it on Sports Sunday. I think we talked about it on the show on Monday, either live or during a commercial. I can't remember which one. But part of the I'd like to see Tatum win. I'd like to see the Celtics win because I think there's a lot of really stupid narratives around him.
Yeah.
And he's in a category where the only way you shake them is you have to win the championship.
Yeah, 100%. And then the narratives get even more ridiculous when you actually point out, like I would point out, I'm sorry, two of the times that franchise was in danger of being eliminated on the road in a game six, he put up two of the best games. Well, the game six in Philly wasn't a phenomenal game, but he had an unbelievable fourth quarter to win that game. The year before, he had, 48 against Milwaukee in a game six on the road to get that back to a game seven. Last year against Philadelphia after getting that game six, what did he get, 52 in game seven?
Mm.
Like, what are we talking about? I mean, the way he played to bring that team back from 0-3 against Miami, and then he gets hurt in game seven, like the first play of game seven, then isn't able to perform. I don't understand what people – what their issue is with Jason Tatum. He is the truth. He is the truth. 100%. I don't know why he's always questioned the way he is.
He averaged 25, 10, and 5 in the series they lost to Miami last year. That was a series.
You said 10, 10 rebounds?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, 25, 10, and 5.
Wow.
He's done that a couple of times. Did that against Philadelphia, 29 and 11. Did that against Atlanta, 27 and 10.
What are we talking about?
Did that against Toronto a few years back, 24 and 10, 27 and 9 in a series. They swept Milwaukee year before. Oh, that's we're not going to use that 2019 reference. That's a little tough right there. But, I think the narratives around Tatum are a little tough right now.
Yeah.
A little tough.
I don't agree with him at all.
Yeah, I do not.
Maybe,
either.
And I don't think it's because I'm biased, but maybe it is. I'm biased. I really like Jason Tatum. But I feel like he's shown his worth numerous times in big moments. And he hasn't always.
With that said, they can't lose to Miami.
No, they can't lose to Miami.
They can't lose.
That is something he'd have to wear.
After the season they had, they can't lose in the first round of Miami.
And they're not going to. I mean, it's surprising that Miami got a win, but.
But is it, like, can we bring that off-air conversation we were having last night here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Heat are, and I know it's talked about, the Heat are one of the more extraordinary entities in the entire league. Like, you hear all of this stuff about Heat culture. You have a Kamara IG post length saying written in the middle of the key on one of their courts. And it's like, that's cheesy. That's dumb. But it's accurate.
It is real.
Like, they, like, you put on a Miami uniform and you're bought in. Mm-hmm. Like, instantly. You are bought in. And if they even have the slightest thought that when you put on that Miami Heat uniform, you're not going to be bought in. You're not going to put on a Miami Heat new uniform.
Facts.
People talk about the Spurs and Pop, another great organization, the Warriors, whatever. The Heat are one of one, maybe one of one in all of professional sports. It's really incredible. No matter what, they compete.
Always.
Every single night.
Always, man. It is super impressive, man. And, you know, that Heat culture thing is real. Mm-hmm. I hate it as much as anybody else hearing about it all the time, but you can't deny it. It's real. These guys, like you said, they compete every single time out. They may not be the best team, may not have the most talent. Sometimes they're going to get blown out or they're not going to get the job done. But it's not going to be because a lack of effort or you know, not being well coached or, you know, being well prepared. It's impressive to see, man. And I always want to count them out and dismiss them, and they find a way to at least do something like they did yesterday. I think Boston's going to end up winning 4-1. I'm still not going to believe, like, Miami going to win another game in a series. But every time I think that, they find a way to just win another game, just keep going. So, impressive, man. Impressive. I did not see them winning a single game in this series, and they got it evened up in one.
Good call from Kyle Mattson here. Maybe the Steelers are the closest.
That is a good call.
Feels like we could say the same thing about Mike Tomlin that we say about Eric Spoelstra. Feels like the same thing we could say about the Steelers. Like, what the Steelers? I really thought this yet last year might have been Mike Tomlin's most incredible coaching job, because I do not believe that was a good football team. But they won.
Mm-hmm.
They won games.
This may be
and there's no tangible thing you can point at and go, man, look at these Steelers. It's like, man, they won again.
This may be outside of, you know, everybody's focus right now, especially right now. One day we'll talk about what's going on with attendance in Major League Baseball. But maybe like the Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals are always around. Always around. And they probably, like, are the Miami Heat of baseball, because it'll be July and St. Louis will be 8 games out. Like, whew, they're finally dead. They're gone. Next thing you know, in August, here come the Cardinals. a big series against Pittsburgh. They're one game behind them for first place. What? And they're in the playoffs every year. Every year, at least it feels like every year. And they just put things together. They don't have no Super Bowl or super team or nothing like that. They just kind of put things together and they find a way. That may end this year, like Ramsey's talking about, the Cardinals stink this year. But typically for the last 20 years, mm-hmm. they're just always there, always.
Well, salute to Miami. That was a big-time win. We were watching that one unfold during the KSFM show, and, you know, there was a point where, you know, Leezy talking about Tatum, they were trading big baskets, and it was Tatum in the corner. Jaylen Brown had a couple of shots. And it was like, oh, man, okay, the Celtics are within two. And you think, yeah, here it goes. Mm-hmm. And nope, the Heat just never wavered.
They just kept hitting their shots, yeah. kept doing what they were doing.
Yeah, they never wavered. 916-909-1320. Let's talk to our man, Manny, Serial Connection. Manny, what's good?
Who gets hurt? Who comes in? Who leaves? It's always the same steady motion that everyone buys into. And to think that he's never won Coach of the Year, that's crazy. Because he's definitely, in my eyes, top 15 coach ever. And maybe even top 10.
Mm. Oh, agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, agree.
And best coach in the game, for sure.
Thanks, Manny.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, he's the coach. Like, yeah, I'll play for him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll play for him. You know, him and it really shows that Spoelstra and the front office.
How nervous did you get when he said ship?
Yeah, it was.
You all right in there, Joe? You okay, buddy?
Bro, you have no idea.
Okay, all right,
you have no idea.
We got you. You're fine. You got to learn that. The intricacies of some of our guys. That's all it is. You did good.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Sorry.
But no, I was just going to say, you know, it's a testament to Coach Spo and the Heat being locked in, you know, as one. And I'm not even talking about on the court. They know how to negotiate these contracts.
Well.
They got each other's back at all times.
Arguably the greatest rumor in NBA history that's probably true is that the Miami Heat waited to negotiate Eric Spoelstra's new contract until after his divorce was final.
Oh, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.